Today is Friday, September 25th, 2020, and my name is Adam. Hello, everyone, and welcome to Geeky Gay. This is the show where I talk about my life 5 days a week, and you listen. And today is no different. So it's later than normal because, well, I worked today and it was just, well, I work every day of the week, but I actually had to go into the office today. And it took longer than I thought it was going to take, and so I didn't get home until around 6. And then Mark and I had to work out, you know, the same old crap, different day. We had to work out and everything. And then after we worked out, I had to watch Lower Decks. Because tonight, which is Friday night, is now our official Mix Minus night, and I needed to watch it so that I could review it today. So Daniel and I do that first, and then we record Mix Minus, and then, you know, whatever. And so, so I had to do that, and then we needed to eat. And oh my goodness. So I know, I've talked about Whataburger a million times. I'm at the point where I wish I could quit Whataburger. First of all, I don't need the extra calories. I don't need the unhealthy stuff. Like, I don't need a bunch of French fries all the time. I don't need double cheeseburgers. Those are not healthy. I've talked a million times about how I'm getting a dad bod and working out is not helping. And we all know. I mean, I'm not dumb. Like, I know that you can't work out enough to make up for a bad diet. But I have not been able to get my willpower up. I would have things that I was planning for, like a vacation or a Pride 48 or something where I was going to be wearing a swimsuit or, you know, whatever. And so I could say, okay, here's the date. Now, over the years, I've gotten worse and worse at that even. So even like the last Pride 48, I don't think I lost as much weight as I really wanted to. Because I feel like we had a couple of vacations before Pride 48 and I ate a bunch on the vacations. And then it was really difficult to lose that weight again. And now it's like, I mean, I haven't given up, but the diet, it's just like, I do not want to go back on a diet. And I keep thinking, well, maybe I could come up with, you know, a sensible way of eating that's not a diet. But it's just moderation, and I haven't been able to do that because, I don't know, I get tired of cooking, and it's just so easy to go to a fast food place when I'm tired and I don't want to cook. And if I am cooking, it's so easy to be like, well, I want to cook something that tastes good. And, you know, a lot of healthy stuff just tastes like shit. And I grew up in the South with fried food and burgers and, you know, whatever, and so my palate is very unhealthy, probably. And I mean, I do eat healthy things, but I love vegetables, like, you know, but they're so hard to cook and have them taste good. If I'm at a restaurant, I love vegetables. Maybe it's because they drown them with a bunch of butter. That's probably it. Anyway, so what I was going to say is, we went to Whataburger and, you know, I've been very busy today. I got home late from work, you know, had to go in. Had to work out, yada, yada, needed to watch Lower Decks so I could prepare for that. Then, you know, Mark was doing some cleaning, so I watched Lower Decks while he was doing that. And then we needed to go pick up food, and I decided to get Whataburger because I didn't have time to cook tonight. I still needed to record Geeky Gay, and I've got Lower Decks and Mix Minus at 9 o'clock. So, and it's right now 8:47. So I'm literally going to finish doing this and then immediately go to recording two other podcasts tonight. And so I was like, we're going to pick something up. And I selected Whataburger and they have this new curbside thing that they do. And I like using the app because generally they get the order correct when you use the app. Whereas if you order it through the drive-thru or, you know, verbally, they have a tendency to get it wrong more. And I just like to use the app at restaurants that have an app because it's easier. You just go in, boop, 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 and you're done. You know, you've ordered the thing. So I did that, but they have curbside. But the thing is, Whataburger has never been good at curbside. So when they started using the app, it was all through the drive-thru. Well, no, you could go in. You could go in and pick it up. And I think I've complained about that before because there'd be this big long line and nobody in the line for the mobile pickup. But if you got in the line for the mobile pickup, they'd be like, excuse me, you know, why are you breaking in line, basically? And they wouldn't get to you until after the entire line was, you know, even though you already had ordered 15 minutes before on the app. And then, so finally, we just started going through the drive-thru all the time. Then we had problems with that because the lady was like, you can't go through the drive-thru to order for the mobile app. And then Mark literally pointed to a sign right next to her head that said, pick up your mobile order in the drive-thru. So, you know, there was that. And then when they started doing curbside, they would literally forget about you and not know you were there. And I've had to, like, call them on the phone multiple times and say, hey, by the way, we're out here. And they're like, oh, we're so sorry. You know, we'll bring it right out or whatever. Now, and used to, the curbside was next to the door. So they saw you when you drove up. Now they've moved the curbside all the way over out of sight, out of mind, basically. And I hate doing it, but before 8 p.m., they require you to either come in and pick it up or do curbside. They don't give you the option to do the drive-thru. And I don't want to go in. I mean, they've opened their dining room, even though COVID, but you know. I don't want to go in. And so I was like, well, our only option is to do curbside because it's not 8 o'clock yet. And so we went to the curbside and I ordered it. It takes about 7 minutes for the order to get ready. So I ordered it when we were still driving to Whataburger. We were still driving there. And after we got there, we waited 10 minutes. I checked in because they have a way for you to check in now. Gave them the number. I checked in. The food was supposed to be ready already at the point that I checked in because I ordered it far enough back that it should have already been ready. And, you know, we were running. We didn't have a lot of time tonight because, you know, I have things going on. I'm busy. And so finally I called them after we had waited for 10 minutes. Then she's like, oh yeah, I'm looking at your order right now. I'm looking at it right now. I thought she meant she's looking at the order already made. No, no. After we got off the phone, it was probably another 10 minutes. So we were there about 20 minutes waiting on food, even though I had ordered it like 30 minutes prior to that time. She brings out the food and I'm like, oh my God, I don't need to be in a bad mood to record Mix Minus because I need to be happy. and so Mark's like, oh no, you're going to be unhappy. So then we get home and I realize that they had made my order wrong. So I know what happened. We pulled into the curbside. I checked in. They were not paying attention. They didn't even know we were there. I called and then they're like, shit, he's been here a long time. And they like rushed making the order and didn't look, you know, didn't pay enough attention and got it wrong. So not only were we waiting forever, but they got it wrong. And, it's Daniel calling. And so they, you know, damn it, that broke up my train of thought there. I didn't think he was going to call. So I've just now, you know, it just put me in a bad mood. And then Mark's like, oh, well, let's watch Try Guys. And maybe that'll put you in a good mood. And so we watch Try Guys. He's still calling. It is still calling. But so that was my evening. So that was my evening. And after I do this, I'm going to quickly try to edit this. And then I'm going to, maybe if Daniel ever will quit calling me. And then I'm going to have that because I've got 7 minutes before 9 o'clock. And so, yeah. Sorry, guys. It is literally still ringing. And so it's just distracting me. But that was how my evening has gone. So I've got my peppermint schnapps over here in a bottle, and I'm going to be shooting peppermint schnapps later. Because maybe having a little alcohol, you know, will, I don't know, relax me or something. I'm not really sure. And so anyway, I'm going to do that and then, you know, get all relaxed. And then this weekend is Mark's birthday weekend. So I did a little bit on my way home from work. This afternoon I stopped by and, like, you know, got a birthday card and some stuff, but I don't know what to get him for a present. And so I think, you know, he's been working on his office and he wants furniture for his office, but there's no way that I was going to pick out like a couch or accent chairs or a bench or something like that for his office. So I think I'm just going to tell him, I'm going to give him the card and I'm going to say, hey, for your birthday, I'm buying a piece of furniture for you for your office. But this weekend's going to be, I'm going to try to make it all about him, you know, food that he likes, whatever, you know. So hopefully that'll go well. All right, for more episodes, you can go to geekygay.com. You can email me, adamburns.uk@gmail.com. You can call 479-221-9393. And you can find many more LGBT and LGBTQ+ friendly podcasts at pride48.com. I'll talk to you guys on Monday. Bye, everyone.
This show is part of the Pride 48 Network. Find all the best shows under the rainbow at pride48.com.